you can even remember. You had so many. You had so many students.
He was a good student. He never used to come late to talk.
Wow.
He was a very disciplined student.
Shame on you, Hope. You expected the worst. But thank you so much, Dr. Mam. We have a great day today.
I think he's using diplomacy there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, I was a very good
I don't believe that.
Student, okay?
I do not believe that.
Why don't you believe that?
That is not true. You were never late for class.
Never. Always on time.
For a lecture, that's not true.
Always on time. And my former lecturer has just confirmed that. Thank you so much for the messages also received, the questions from our Facebook page, and indeed from our WhatsApp line. We have the main news at 8 coming up next. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Economist urges Zambian SMEs to seize China tariff-free opportunity. Energy consultant warns of potential impact on mining industry from three-quarter fuel surcharge. In global news, Iran says guiding principles agreed with the U.S. at nuclear talks. Presents the news. I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Economist Dr. Esther Banda is urging Zambian small and medium enterprises and entrepreneurs to position themselves to take advantage of the tariff removal by China. China has announced the removal of all tariffs on goods imported from 53 African countries with which it has diplomatic relations starting 1st May 2026. This landmark policy is expected to significantly enhance market access for African exports, opening up opportunities within one of the world's largest consumer markets. Welcoming this development, in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Banda notes that tariff-free access is likely to increase competitiveness for African producers and stimulate higher export volumes across multiple sectors. She has emphasized the need for Zambian SMEs to capitalize on this opportunity, as tariffs have long been a barrier to entry for many businesses. Dr. Banda adds that stronger partnerships could drive investment, technology transfer, and skills development that benefit businesses on both sides, and has called for increased collaboration between Zambian and Chinese private sectors.
It will, of course, improve competitiveness. Of course, it also begins to encourage African countries to export as much as they can, to broaden their trade base, to even broaden the variety of goods and services that they can actually take into China. It also just shows the aspect of inclusiveness, where we are saying that China would want to see a lot of inclusiveness, not only from the large multinational companies, but this also is something that can be looked at for the small and medium-scale entrepreneurs. Usually, tariffs are one of the barriers to trade. But when we are saying that the tariff has been removed, it means that barriers to trade are being removed. So it's a very good thing.
Energy consultant Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has cautioned against applying the 3 kwacha per litre surcharge on fuel consumed by companies with bilateral agreements such as the mines, which have their own fuel pricing formulas. This follows the decision by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to implement the surcharge as a stabilization fund into the energy fund, aiming to stabilize fuel pump prices for at least 3 months. However, Dr. Chikwanda notes that some fuel consumers, like mines, have unique formulas with provisions for price reviews on a three-month period, different from the ERB's fuel pump price computation. He says applying the surcharge to these companies could harm the stable tax regime in the mining industry, translating to significant costs, potentially 70 million kwacha per month for big mining companies. Dr. Chikwande tells Phoenix News that the stabilization fund is expected to accumulate 1.56 billion kwacha in 3 months, with the fuel strategic fund adding 117 million kwacha. While welcoming the policy to shift to a three-month fuel pump price review cycle, Dr. Chikwande is advising policymakers to carefully implement the surcharge.
Some of the fuel consumers, such as the mines, have their own fuel pricing formula on bilateral arrangement with fuel suppliers, and their unique formula is already inbuilt with provisions which allow the parties to review the prices on at least a 3 months period. The formula which they use is very different from the fuel pump price computation which CRB seeks to stabilize. To this end, I wish to caution against stretching the surcharge of 3 kwacha per liter to consumers who already have got bilateral agreements which have provisions for long periods.
The medicines research and access platform, MedRap, says Zambia remains far from meeting global staffing standards despite government's planned recruitment of 2,000 health workers. Reacting to the announcement by Health Minister Elijah Muchima that government will this year recruit 2,000 health workers, the MedRap Executive Director, Lioka Lioka, says while the recruitment is commendable, achieving the World Health Organization WHO recommended threshold remains a challenge. The WHO recommends at least 2.3 skilled doctors, nurses and midwives per 1,000 people to ensure basic coverage of essential health services. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lioka says Zambia is still significantly below that mark, noting that the country currently has approximately one doctor for every 12,000 people, far above the recommended standard, which makes it difficult to assure optimal care in many public health facilities. He further notes that in some districts, only 4 doctors are serving the entire population, a situation that he describes as overwhelming and unsustainable. He has urged governments to go beyond headline recruitment numbers and employ staff across all categories of health workers to address the shortage.
We have a ratio of 1 doctor to 12,000 patients, you know, thereabouts, which is way, you know, above the standard that is set by WHO, meaning that it is very difficult to assure optimal health care in our facilities. Some of the districts, you will find that the whole district has only about 4 doctors that are attending to the whole population in district, and that is not, able to meet the requirements of our population. And we encourage the Minister of Health that they employ in all categories of staff so that it can go down there to be able to cushion the needed, healthcare, cadre that is required to provide optimal services for the people of Zambia.
Opposition Economic Front President Winter Kabemba has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to summon all councillors from the country's 1,858 wards, but expressed skepticism about the exercise's potential outcome. According to a Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development circular, the councillors are expected to meet President Hichilema at Mulungushi Conference Center on Monday, 23rd February 2026. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kabemba says while the consultative approach is positive in principle, it must involve people's elected representatives to guarantee improved services or livelihoods.
He's trying to consult, but whether or not that will translate into development, I don't know. Because democracy is about the people's participation. And the people's participation in this case must be through the people's representatives first. The consultation process is good. Whether or not that will translate